Hello, everybody, and welcome to Fun Times Gamecast, episode number 5. Today we have a lot of news, and we have some really awesome stuff. So please bear with us as we get through everything. Today, with me, I have Mr. I Love Angry Birds, Mocha.
Hey, y'all.
Mr. Sleepyhead Borador.
Morning, y'all.
Mr. I'm too good to play with anything. Play anything other than Skyrim, Narmisil.
Fusroda.
And of course, I am. Them spiders are gonna be the death of me, Random Jack. We also have We also have with us a very special member of our community, and I did give her a nickname too. So she is aptly known as Miss I Made His Eyes Blink, Diella.
Hey, y'all.
We will refer to her as Di, so yeah. Since you are our new caster for today, why don't you go into a little bit about yourself so people know who they are listening to?
So, I'm the youngest and one of the older members of the original group, Forest Guardians. I'm kind of just the, I don't know how to other to say it, than the little sister of the group, and I'm also the artist, so I do a lot of the art you'll see produced by us. I play a lot of the same games they do, and sometimes I don't, and just sit here and laugh at their failures, you know? That's really all I got.
Okay, then why don't we go into the what have we been playing and what will we be playing? We'll start it off with our special guest today. You can go ahead and continue on. On top of this, why don't you tell us a little bit of what games you play in the overall too?
I guess just some Minecraft and some Morrowind. Morrowind is an old Elder Scrolls game. I think the third Elder Scrolls game, maybe. I also play a whole bunch of Torchlight, and that's like it's a cartoony version of Diablo. I hope everyone knows what Minecraft is, and I can't think of anything else.
You played a little Civ 5 with us.
Oh, of course I played a little bit of Civ 5.
Okay. Mr. Borador, you can go ahead.
War Thunder, War Thunder, War Thunder, War Thunder. Since my Skyrim won't work.
I see a repeating factor coming on here. Let's see, last time it was all Skyrim, and this time it's all War Thunder.
Well, I would have been, I've been wanting to play Skyrim, but I'm going to have to completely wipe it out of my system. And start the whole thing over fresh. And I've got something wrong with it. It just will not start. Even if I shut every mod off.
We'll get our techies on that.
It still will not start.
Okay. Mocha, go ahead.
Not too much. Playing with a new tablet. Hooking it into the computer. Some Angry Bird. A little riff. That's about it.
Sounds good. Narm?
I also, like Borador, have been playing War Thunder, although not as much. Most of my time has been in Skyrim. I am currently in the middle of the woods trying to stay away from all civilization as they know it in my little campsite. Actually, I'm building a house, but I'm probably not going to live there. That's probably going to be my Skooma Den.
Wonderful.
Borador, you're welcome to join me once the Skooma Den actually has like walls and a roof.
No, I don't know if that's a good idea.
Okay.
It just might become a den at that point.
Oh God, I know where that's going. Yes, definitely. Okay, I guess it's my turn. With that, I've been playing. I'm all over the spectrum again. War Thunder, Saints Row, Civ, Elder Scrolls. I was playing. I can't even remember the name of the MMO anymore. I tried it out for like 5 minutes. I was like, nope. There was... Oh, I just picked up Splunky today. And I am excited. So, yeah. That's what I'm going to be playing. And we'll probably be playing for the next week as well. With all that done, we're going to actually change things up a bit. We had a very, very awesome email sent to us today. Well, it wasn't today, this past week. We are actually going to go into that right away. It says, "Hey guys, I absolutely love your podcast. You guys are up to date on all your news and cover everything. On top of that, you guys are hilarious. Just absolutely hilarious. I have to say that I no longer take the time out to look through this news sites. I just listen to you guys on my commute to work and back home on my iPhone. I have subscribed to you both on iTunes and also Podomatic. I lost count of the amount of times I see people stare at me while I crack up to you while walking down the streets. I look forward to each and every time your casts come out. Also, I have sent you a small donation. I wish I was able to send you more. My question is as follows. You guys have mentioned that you play many MMOs. I myself play many MMOs. I was wondering, out of all of the MMOs that you play, what is your favorite race and class? It can be from the same game or from different games. I always loved the Wood Elf race and the Archer Ranger class. Can't wait for your next episode, guys. Hope this gets in. Love you all. Christiana. Sorry if I pronounced your name wrong. Also, there is a PS. All of you can read it. It does.
Yeah. Come on.
It does say.
What one would you be?
So, me? See, I had to take a long time thinking about this. To be honest, normally I would probably go with Wood Elf, but in an MMO sense, being that I don't know if it's because I played it the longest, I do like WoW's Night Elf race. So that would probably be my number one race. Now for the class, that one's hard. I'm all over the spectrum when it comes to class. It was basically a shootout between Druid, Healer, or some kind of Assassin type class. I would have to say I like the Druid the best. So, Mocha, you can go ahead and answer our question here.
Well, heck, that's easy for me. The Elves and Mage. Of course.
Okay, Dai, let's hear your response.
For races, I think it's got to be the Tideborn from Perfect World International. They're just an awesome race, but they can be a little over the top. And for classes, I mostly stick to warriors, dual-wielding warriors, but I try out some battle clerics every now and then.
Yeah, just don't let her be a troll berserker.
No, come on.
Narm, what about you?
My favorite race has always been the Taro Taro from Final Fantasy XI, but seeing as how that's not exactly a race that's available in every MMO, my fallback for that one is usually Night Elf or Dark Elf, sticking closely to the Elder Scrolls lore, which is not MMOs, but still. As far as classes, I've generally usually always been a mage with an affinity towards fire magic, which is where my name comes from, but that's getting into something completely different. As of lately, though, I've been going melee, so a little bit of sword and board, a little bit of DPS, but the Dark Elf Mage is probably what I always call home.
Cool. And Borador.
Well, hello, everybody.
Oh, God.
I would have to say that I prefer the paladin classes pretty much of any game, or the tank-y type of class. Your melee, I want to smack you with my sword and board type deal. I'd have to also say I like, more often than not, the human races, maybe, since Borador has always been a human, pretty much. I also have to say that I like long moonlit walks on the beach and slaying undead at the same time.
Oh my god. All right, you're good.
No. Oh god.
That was a good one.
I was going to use that for my intro, but I figured I'll just save it.
I can't breathe.
Oh my god. I wanted to stop you beforehand, but I was like, light.
I know.
Oh god, my ribs.
Okay. Thank you for that one, Mr. Bordor.
You're very welcome, honey.
I'm gonna have some creepy-ass dreams tonight.
Yeah, I know, seriously, that voice is never gonna leave my head. So we'll try and move... So we'll try and move on. We're actually gonna hop right into our news topics for this week. Starting off with our news topics, we have some personal, non-technical gaming news. I personally want to extend to everybody watching my Twitch right now, because I'm pretty much sure that we have cracked or will be cracking the 1,000 view mark. Thank you all.
You did.
I'm pretty... Oh, I did? Thank you.
1,002.
Cool. Thank you everyone who is watching. And who have watched. Second of all, the community wants to thank all of our listeners of our podcast and streamers as well, because we are now rated top 10 in the video games category on Podomatic. To be honest, we are actually at the very moment rated 7th. So thank you everyone. For keeping us strong and in such a short period of time as well. With that, I'm going to give you guys a promise. We'll keep up what we're doing as a token of appreciation for all of you. So, with that, we'll go into actual gaming news. Starting with... Activision and Activision Blizzard are going to be... They're being taken to court. They're being sued over the Vivendi deal. As far as I gather from this, basically some people are a little bit mad that there was a little bit of shady dealings going on. As far as I get, some people were mad and upset because I guess something along the lines of Blizzard got a deal with the shares and it wasn't up to, like... full market value, and maybe something along the lines of nobody else was able to get into these shares as well. It was only like directly sold, some kind of like insider trading stuff. So I think I hit that one as close to the nail as possible, which would be my thumb. Our second bit of news is with the decline of members in World of Warcraft, Blizzard has decided to go with something called Cross Realms instead of merging servers together. Desperate move made by desperate people, maybe? I don't know. What do you think?
I personally think it's because they've got so many goddamn servers.
A possibility. What basically this does is they have an implementation already in. I totally forgot what it's called. It's called Cross Realms. This is called Connected Realms. And what Connected Realms are it's going to be, instead of being a server merge, it's basically a mergeless server merge. You're going to have your separate servers, but they're going to be integrated together into one. And there should be, excuse me. There should be no limitations. You'll see everybody. You'll be able to party with everybody. You'll have guilds with everybody, etc., etc. Basically, everything you get from a server merge without the combining of the names. So our next bit of news is Boob Jam. Yes, that's right. You heard me. Boob Jam. What Boob Jam is basically a game jam that is going to be... based on boobs, breasts, tits, jugs. Yeah, you name them. There's many out
Tatankas.
There. So basically what Boob Jam is, besides just a game jam on boobs, there is no criteria. The only stipulation is you can't use the straight male view. Basically, it's got to be a different light on boobs. Whether it's a game about how putting a bra on feels and wearing a bra, or a game about what a... I don't know that medical term for a boob exam. The other one with the M. No, that's totally different. Well, yeah, that could be it, too.
And you're talking about mastectomies.
There you go. Anything that brings more awareness to boobs without pretty much sexualizing them, I would say. And that's what Boob Jam is. You can find more information on that at theboobjam.com. Star Wars The Old Republic releases its 2.3 patch, and you are now able to have an Ewok companion, a Tauntaun mount, and there are more CZ daily missions. There will be new bounty missions arriving soon.
I can't wait to have a little Ewok following me around.
So Dragon Age Inquisition is going to be reintroducing multiple playable races. It will also add mounts to help traverse the game world, though it might not need it. You know, it's not a fully open world kind of thing, and Spunky's not going to work too well. The races you will be able to pick again will be the elves and dwarves. Our next bit of news is going to be about XCOM Enemy Unknown. There are apparently some possible new content. Steam's global achievement page has 30 different placeholder names and texts on there. And Fraxis confirmed that they will be revealing an unannounced project at GamesCon. Just to let you guys know, GamesCon starts on 8/21. Bungie is encouraging positive player interactions, and anti-trolling mechanisms are going to be in the Destiny, their new game coming out. Also on top of that, the D-pad is going to do a little bit of emotes. They're going a little bit, MMO-y. The up is wave, the right D-pad points, the left D-pad salutes, and the down is going to be dancing.
Because everyone wants to dance.
Yes.
Well, now you can get your groove on there, Jack.
Yeah. How does everybody feel about emotes in a console game, though?
A single player or multiplayer?
Yeah, it's a multiplayer.
Okay, because single player would be kind of pointless.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Like, is it a single player or multiplayer?
It is multiplayer.
But emotes is kind of like... they're really just for when you're camping or you left. Like, and wow, I remember people would do /dance and then they do /AFK or whatever. They're kind of useless.
This is true. So many AFK table dancers in so many MMOs.
Table dancers. Okay. So we'll go on to some Oculus Rift news. We want to congratulate them because they are...
And Omni.
I was going to get into that. But NASA's, it's NASA JPL, they are using the Oculus Rift along with the Omni with images that were sent over from the Curiosity rover on Mars,
And basically what they're doing is they're having their astronauts and stuff walking on Mars. I think this is quite a leap and bounds thing. And on top of it, using a gaming base, it was meant for gaming, but using it in another way is definitely an awesome thing.
It sure is. And if you'd like to get your hands on an Omni, it only costs you $498. Woohoo!
And it comes with a pair of shoes!
And all the tracking hardware.
And on a forever alone note, I heard the Mars rover actually wished itself a happy birthday.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
That's cool. I didn't know about that one. But yes, it also has a two-pack available. I think it was something above 1,000. And for some reason, that's the Omni, which is basically a treadmill thing. That it actually allows you to jump, run, and do other move in games. They do have a dual pack, which allows you to get two Omnis for like $1,000-something. And for some reason, I don't understand, but they're giving you three pairs of shoes with it. One's for one person, one's for the other person. Where does the third go?
You really want to go there, huh?
I'll get here.
I have some ideas.
Narm, let's do this one. We'll get the double. I get one pair, you get one pair. I get the left shoe, you get the right shoe.
We lean on each other's shoulder, so it's kind of like a three-legged man race, you know, and we just keep that unshoed foot off the ground, and between the two of us, we'll get it done.
Onwards, though. Assassin's Creed series is going to actually have an ending. There is an actual ending. Basically, they state that we have an idea of where the end is, what the end is. But of course, the Ubisoft CEO announced that it's going to be a yearly title. And they're going to be shipping one a year. So depending on the setting, depending on what fans want, we've given ourselves enough room to fit in more into the arc. But there is an end.
I just want a World War II Germany set Assassin's Creed. Anybody with me?
That'll probably come sooner or later.
And Assassin's Creed Black Flag will be out on November 1st. We have more news with them later, so you'll be hearing more about Assassin's Creed a little bit later during the podcast. The Betrayer has been announced. This is being made by six key people from Fear and No One Lives Forever. It is a FPS and will be on Steam Early Access on 8/14.
The art style looks very interesting.
Definitely looks very interesting. I've seen some of the pictures and stuff. It's definitely different.
According to the article, they tried to keep it as true to the original as possible.
Well, that's cool. CD Projekt Red is opening a new studio in Caracal. I hope I said that right. Caracal. The studio will be working on The Witcher 3 and the Cyberpunk 2077 games.
I never could get into The Witcher.
I'm interested in the Cyberpunk.
Both me and Borador have played vast hours in the games.
Yes, the Witcher franchise is phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Payday 2 release date confirmed. It will be out tomorrow. And other platforms will be coming out between the 13th and the 16th. There are some leaked photos of an internal Valve change log shows that there is a Left 4 Dead 3 and that it will be using the new Source Engine 2. Onwards. Saints Row the 4th's inauguration station is now on Steam. It's considered a demo. It's basically just a character creator which you can upload your creation and you can retrieve it when the 4th comes out. I have actually used it, and it literally is a creation thing. But I put my character up there, and I pre-ordered the game, and I will be retrieving it when it comes out. Gods Will Be Watching. It has been fully funded, and has met its goal of 8,000 euros on Indiegogo.
Yeah, congratulations to them.
John Carmack is the new chief technical officer at Oculus. He was one of the one to announce the device during E3 in 2012 and QuakeCon 2012. And he was also the first dev to get a game into the Oculus Rift, the Oculus system. I want to say that I'm wrong, I believe this was the Doom 3 BFG edition.
Pretty sure you're right.
Okay. Id and Beth will have announced that he is still working, will be working with them at Id.
So that poses an interesting question. I wonder if he won't try to incorporate the Oculus more into the ID games then.
He probably will, as he's already done Doom, so...
Well, you see, with him working at ID and also chairman of Oculus, what better position can he be in?
Yeah.
Could you imagine the new Elder Scrolls game comes out with Oculus Rift support?
I was thinking about that. I was definitely thinking about that one. But our next news is Mark of the Ninja is getting a special edition. This will be released, it's a DLC, will be released on 8/16. It will be giving new costumes, some new levels, and a dev commentary section.
Have you tried Mark of the Ninja? Has anybody tried it?
No, I have not. I was going to pick it up, but I didn't.
I'd recommend it. It's an interesting little game.
Going to have to check that one out.
I'm surprised at you. It's got ninjas, and you didn't buy it?
I know. It's a ninja thing, and I didn't buy it, but I bought so much on the Steam sale that I just... didn't throw it in there.
Nah, he likes to go driving in a traffic jam in Sim City.
That is true. Sim City is having traffic issues again.
This really?
Yes. This time it's actually hilarious. Basically, what happens are there are kids missing when they go to school. So it's reporting that kids are being run over. Police reports say that there are no rusted vans saying free candy on them, and Sims mayors will be implementing mandatory driving schools with the update 7 that's coming out later this month.
Man, they just can't catch a break.
Nope. Nope.
So they can break some necks and legs and everything else.
Mm-hmm. SOE is making two new EQ EverQuest based expansion packs. There's one for EverQuest and one for EverQuest 2. It's EverQuest 1's 20th expansion pack. It will be called Call of the Forsaken. Basically, Cataclysm is happening are afoot in Norrath, forcing players to scramble through newly discovered regions of Norrath for powerful artifacts to keep a dragon lady at bay. Two new shared bank slots make an appearance, as well as a new heroic adventure system, Lava, and this whimsical honeycomb world. EQ2's 10th expansion pack, Tears of Vishan, is also full of dragons, necessitating some pretty huge new features. For instance, 9 new dungeons, a new channeler class, and a mouthful of new quests. No costs or dates have been announced. It's just Sony's favorite line, a little later this year.
Yeah, that is not to be construed or mistaken as EQ Next. EQ Next is a totally different game.
Yep. There is a Civ Online that has been announced, but it's not a strategy as you're familiar with. You control a single citizen, and you help one of the four cultures win. There is a there is PvP. The eras that will be included are ancient, classical, medieval, renaissance, industrial, and modern. After victory is achieved by either conquest, space race, those are the only ones that are have been confirmed, the world will reset, and the players will keep some of the aspects that their characters gain from session to session. Directly from Massively, it says, leaders will also emerge from the citizenry, the group of citizens, from each civilization. As necessary roles like a mayor, a military commander, they must step up to help create other order and achieve objectives. There will also be mechanisms in place for players to oust ineffective or bad leaders. A civilization could forego working together to just be every man for himself. But then that wouldn't progress and most likely be conquered by another more organized civilization. Some are calling the game a big social experiment. And there is no release date. And there unfortunately is no plans for a North American launch.
That we know of as of yet.
No, they talked to, I believe it was 2K or Fraxis or whoever. They talked to some people and they basically said no. No North America yet. So.
They're probably looking at what happened with SimCity.
I don't know. We'll see.
Maybe they can learn some new ways of not making mistakes.
Or running small children over.
They are probably going to see how it works out over in, I think, Korea. And then we'll see if they move it over here. But onwards, Dead Island is getting a MOBA called Epidemic. And it will be free to play.
There's too many MOBAs out.
They'll be revealing more at GamesCon. MechWarrior update increased the cap size, player size in matches from 8v8s to 12v12s.
More chaos to ensue.
Chaos. Lasers. There are lasers everywhere. Lasers. Arma 3 will be launching on today. Sorry. Is launching today. It will
September 12th.
Oh, sorry. A month from today.
Nice save.
So, yeah, Arma 3 is launching a month from today and will add the main island of Atlas, 12 single-player showcases, 3 faction... and 9 multiplayer scenarios, 10 firing drill challenges, 20 plus vehicles, 40 weapons. There will be 5 total factions, a scenario editor, and modding support. Trion has closed its San Diego studio.
Yep, they're moving Defiance and all that work up into the Bay Area.
Yeah. I'm just kind of wondering if this has something to do with maybe Defiance failing.
Or Rift going free-to-play?
Normally games make money when they go free-to-play. I don't know, though.
They said they were in a management reorganization, and this was to help out.
Mm-hmm.
We'll okay. Have to wait and see what comes of it.
Yes, yes. Back to Assassin's Creed. Assassin's Creed Black Flag World is huge. It's so huge that it will take about 30 minutes to travel the entire ocean.
That's just the Mediterranean from one end to the other end. It takes 30 yep. minutes.
Sorry, the Mediterranean. Yeah, but 30 minutes. They say the story itself is going to last somewhere between 15 and 20 hours. BioShock's Infinite upcoming DLC, Burial at Sea, will allow players to play as Elizabeth. That will be coming out in a few months.
Great, so I can pick up bottles and throw shit at people?
Border?
The Burial at Sea DLC is going to be broken into a two-parter. One part you'd be playing as the original character, and then the other part you'd be playing as Elizabeth. I just don't know if it's the first one you're playing as Elizabeth or the second one you play as Elizabeth.
Okay. Well, we'll look into that and see if we can find it.
Man, as you play as an Elizabeth, Elizabeth is the helper. So it's basically going to be hide-and-seek type games and that sort of stuff, puzzles that you have to figure out and whatnot all.
It would be interesting to see pre-fall Rapture, though.
Hmm. Well, we'll have to wait and see. Anyways, this Mojang Scrolls now has a friends list, and they had at one point I think it was last Monday, a double XP weekend where you earn double gold if you play with anybody that was on your friends list.
That was this past weekend.
Yeah, that was this past weekend. Okay. So, unfortunately, that is over. But the friends list is still there. There are more games that have been greenlit. They include 7 Days to Die, Crash Tactics, The Deadlinger, Door Kickers, Infra, Maya? Is that right? Maya? M-A-I-A?
Yep. Yeah.
Okay. Necro, Paranormal, Satellite Rain, Stranded Deep, Strike Vector, The Seventh Guest, The Novelist, Viscera Cleanup Detail, and Wayfarer The Outer Reaches. Congratulations to all those games. Another MOBA is coming out.
Only one episode, no!
But this time it's makers. It's actually makers of a MOBA already, Heroes of New Earth. This one is called Strife, and they're hoping that it's going to be more community-based and not, like, really angry communities like MOBAs are usually known for. They are saying that it's going to be narrative-heavy and a community-driven game and should appeal for newbies and vets alike.
Since we're on the MOBA thing, you mind if I just throw something in there real quick?
Go ahead.
I would like to say that last night, while I was at work, I was watching the Dota 2 International, championship match, and I would just like to say congratulations to Alliance for winning the gold. You guys did a very, very, very intense match. And that's it.
Okay. Next bit of news, Valve's San Francisco group has disbanded and made their own indie game studio called Temple Gates Games.
Hmm.
And we'll have to see what they come out with. Final Fantasy: A Realm Reborn's last open beta is going to be on the 17th to the 19th. Those in beta test 3 should get in on the 17th or the 16th? Should be the 16th. I think they're getting in a day early. I think I typed that wrong. I think it should be that
well,
they're
you gotta remember it's in Japan time, so the beta weekends that they've done have always like started a little bit earlier than it says on the date.
Well, I think the previous, basically what they're saying is anybody who is previously a beta tester is getting a day early. I think that's what it was supposed to be. So and the game actually is launching on the 27th. Unfortunately, this last beta test, the level cap of the tunes are going to be 20. But the good news is all characters made should carry over to the full game.
Why didn't it save?
Didn't what save?
I put in the early access date. It didn't save it.
Oh.
Well, the early access will be from anybody that has pre-ordered Final Fantasy A Realm Reborn. Early access will start Friday, August 23rd, and last till Monday, August 26th.
I'm listening.
And the game will launch on the 27th.
Yay! X-Rebirth, that was due back in 2011, is finally being released on November 15th for the Europe side and 19th for North America. Guild Wars 2 is to celebrate their first anniversary on August 28th. Final Fantasies 11 celebrates its 11th anniversary. They're going to be giving away free expansions, goodies. So keep an eye on that one if you're a FF11 fan.
I miss my chocobo.
I was waiting for that.
I meant to mention this earlier, but there has been an update we covered a few episodes ago that MechWarrior Online was doing a fund for one of their fallen fans. It has been announced that they have actually raised over $100,000 for cancer research.
And I would like to say that I'm part of that $100,000. I bought the mech.
Awesome. Cool.
Way to go, man.
Yes, indeed.
Way to go, guys, over there. Yep, way to go, guys, over there. And it's a great thing that you guys have done. And it definitely has paid off.
Now, help make somebody's day a little brighter.
Now some funny news. Saints Row the 4 has announced a super dangerous Wad Wad edition. This comes with the game, fully-sized dubstep gun, a full-day spy training, a trip to space, one-year membership of E25 Supercar Club and a Lamborghini Gallardo, plastic surgery, a shopping spree with a personal shopper, 7 nights for two at the Jefferson Hotel in Washington, hostage rescue experience, a brand new Toyota Prius, and a 7-night stay in a top royal suite with flights for two. All our listeners, we are actively taking donations. This package, there is only one of them, and it costs $1 million. So, just to let you know, if we reach $1 million in donations, if we reach $1 million in donations, the full-size dubstep gun will go to Mr. Narmasil, because he's the only one that likes dubstep. The full days of spy training is mine.
I've forgotten.
Trip to Stace is Narm's because he has claimed it. The 1 year membership of E25 along with the Lambo, we're going to give to Mocha. The plastic surgery is Borodor's because his face is ugly. No. He's dying. Oh my god.
Oh no. Oh, hell no. I'm going for full on double D's, buddy.
Oh god.
And then I'll shoot it with the dubstep gun and make him go wub 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 wub.
The shopping spree will be going to our female member, Diella. The 7-night The 7-night stay at the Jefferson is gonna go to Mocha again. The hostage rescue experience will be Borodor's. Hopefully
he
will
better be cute, honey.
Hopefully.
I don't know. Now, is that before or after the plastic surgery? Because that might turn into a bit more than a hostage experience.
It's gonna be after the plastic surgery, sugar. I ain't gonna let no guy try and put me in a hostage situation without some nice, you know, full.
Wub wub.
Yes. I need to bleach my brain.
Okay. Okay. We're gonna give the Prius to Nyrus, who's not with us today, and I will be taking the royal suite, which kind of leaves us with the actual game. I guess we'll give that to whoever donates the most. So yeah, whoever donates the most. Yes, this donation thing and this whole thing is a joke. There's no way impossible that, you know, we're gonna wind up getting $1 million.
Imagine if people started already clicking the donation button.
Oh my god, I would cry. On to console news. Starting off with console news, we have the Xbox One, its DVR functions. will need Xbox Live. And it will also need, it'd be needed for the Smart Match and Skype. Mr. Border, you had something about PlayStation's DVR, correct?
Yes, sir. PlayStation once, Sony once again, one-upped Microsoft. Microsoft released that information a little while ago. Sony turns around and says, nah, you're not going to need to pay us a monthly subscription to use our features, if you know
In
what I mean.
Face.
Yeah, you'll be able to record and stream your PlayStation 4 gameplay footage, and you will not need a PlayStation Plus subscription. Makes me wonder how long until Microsoft rescinds their little idea.
I don't think they will, because as of now, everything that had to do with Microsoft, any extra apps or anything like that, have always been Xbox. You needed Xbox Live. So I think they're going to stick with that one on the bridges.
I heard them, but you're probably right.
Yep.
Well, the ball's back in Microsoft's court, so let's see what they do with it.
Mm-hmm. Batman Arkham Origins is now in open beta registrations for the Xbox 360 and the PS3. Unfortunately, I do not have a link of where that's supposed to, where you're supposed to go to do that. I will add it to our podcast's show notes, so take a look there. The last Black Ops DLC, Black Ops 2 that is, DLC will be releasing on 8/27. It will be out for Xbox at the day. All other platforms will be announced at another time.
That's just another map pack, right?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Battlefield 4's battle screen will only be available on the Xbox One, PS4, and the PC. It will not be available on the 360 or the PS3.
Battle screen, question mark.
Yeah, that's specifically me for the next-gen consoles.
Battle screen is something that if you have a tablet or a smartphone, you'll be able to get, like, map information and stuff. And, yeah.
I am still getting a tablet now.
Yep. Professor Layton X, Ace Attorney, has been announced for the West. It will be dropping sometime early 2014. I will be picking that one up.
This next one's going to make me laugh, and if I do, I'm so sorry.
As far as the Xbox One unboxing video shows, there was a chat headset included in the box.
Still is.
So, there's your little extra bit there. The chat headset will be coming with your Xbox One. Pokemon X and Y will have Mega Evolutions. Now, as far as I get from Pokemon X and Y, it's supposed to be bringing some old-school feeling back to Pokemon. These Mega Evolutions are going to be special evolutions that are previously unevolvable Pokemon can evolve now, and there's a special way to do them. Something along the lines of one of the gym members has a secret to unlock this Mega Evolution, as well as there are some kind of Mega Stones. You know how you have your Thunderstones and Water Stones and such? There's some kind of Mega Stones along with that too. And last Xbox news, Xbox One news, this one is actually in their favor, I believe, in personal opinion. The first of all, Xbox in general is removing their Xbox is removing their family plan. They're getting rid of their family plan. Anybody who subscribes after the family plan is removed will get an extra 3 months added. But addition to this, they're changing the way their gold membership works. There's going to be perks for the Xbox One owners. If one person on the console has a gold account, every other gamer tag on that console will have the same perks. Like online multiplayer, their DVR, etc. This also works if you sign into another Xbox, like a friend's Xbox, and as long as you are signed in, everyone on that Xbox has gold account. So basically, I'm here. I have my brother. I have a gold account. We use the same Xbox. He has a gold account. Narm over there has an Xbox, but he doesn't have gold. I have gold. I go over his house, sign in. We both now have gold. So that's what that's all about. There is a rumor that Amazon will be making an Android-based console this year.
Another one?
Yeah, we'll see another Android-based console. Because NVIDIA Shield has been doing fantastic, apparently. They're apparently completely sold out.
Really?
Yes. Every single one that they have made has been completely sold out, and they are ramping up production.
They can't keep. They can't match the demand right now for it.
Yep. Yep. So, our news segment is complete. We are now going to go on to the upcoming releases.
This one I'm really excited for.
On 8/13, you have the Angry Birds Trilogy for the Wii. This has I'm almost guaranteeing that it's the same exact trilogy that was out for the 3DS. So it's going to be a recycled game. Payday 2's Collector's Edition and Normal Edition will be coming out on the 13th for PS3, Xbox, and Steam. Europa Universalis 4 is coming out on Steam, and I'm pretty sure that Nyrus has mentioned he will be picking this one up. DuckTales Remastered is coming out for Steam. All of us, almost. I remember DuckTales, man.
Oh, God, so do I on my old Game Boy. Oh.
Yep. So, we're all excited.
It was so good.
All excited for that one.
On 8/15. Smash.
On 8/15, Space Hulk comes out. Steam. On 8/16, and I announced this one last week. I guess it got pushed up or something. But on 8/16, Phineas and Ferb's Quest for Cool Stuff is coming out for the Wii, the Wii U, and the 360. On 8/18, I'm sorry, that's also coming out. Sorry, the Wii, the Wii U, the 360, 3DS, and DS. That's Phineas and Ferb.
I want Phineas and Ferb.
On 8/18, Disney Infinity is coming out for the PS3, Wii, Wii U, 360, and 3DS. Now, this game is getting a lot of hype.
I've noticed.
Like, a lot of hype. I can tell you for one, every place is getting... Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of all the hype that they put into Defiance.
Hey, what was that other game that came out that was similar to Disney Infinity?
Skylanders,
thank you. Didn't that get a lot of hype too?
Not as much as this one. This one, as far as I get, is supposed to be better all around. It's got a lot more expandability. The price point, the actual game itself is a little bit cheaper, but the characters that you have to buy are a little bit more expensive.
But Disney.
But there are special packs that come with these play sets, they're called, which is another game world, and each playset is supposed to add 8 hours to the game. So for $30, you get another 8 hours of gameplay, plus two characters. The only thing that I'm a little bit worried about is people are going to be pissed off when they find out that these little special things that they need to collect for extra powers and things, or I forgot what they're called, discs, power discs or something like that.
Booster discs?
No, they're called like power disc or something. There's a power disc and there's something else. But they're the first 20 of them are, like we mentioned last podcast, are in blind packs. So you don't know which one you're going to get. And people are going to get pissed off about that one.
Nope, sell the extras on eBay or something like that.
Yep. And on the 19th, Hate Plus is coming out for Steam. We do have a shout out. Get a Life 77381 has posted a comment on our YouTube page. Thanks for that one, Get a Life. He is actually also one of our Twitch stream viewers every now and then. So thanks for watching, thanks for listening, and thanks for the comment. Now, what most people are probably waiting for, we have a very, very special...
Drum roll?
Yes, drum roll. Somebody, come on. Okay, click it.
Sounded more like a machine gun.
Sorry.
Wop, 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 wop.
There you go.
Okay. Okay.
Oh.
So, with this being our big time announcement, we hit the top 10, 1,000 views on Twitch, everything like that. We're giving away a game. That's right. You have a chance to win a free game from us. It's Anomaly Warzone. Yeah, it's not a big title. Sorry. But our friends from BundleStars.com gave us a code for the game. Now, the rules are simple. Anybody who is currently watching, except for you casters, currently watching our stream, if you toss a comment saying BundleStars in either my stream or Narm stream, you can only get one for this one, so one each from, if you post in both, you don't get two. Post now, BundleStars.com, or actually don't post to .com, just post BundleStars because it'll get deleted. So just post BundleStars now and you'll get an extra chance in. On top of that, listeners and you Twitch streamers, Twitch watchers, anybody who subscribes to us on Podomatic.com, so funtimesgaming.podomatic.com, will get an entry. And anybody who leaves a comment will get a entry into this. We will randomly pick out of all the entries a winner.
Wait, what about the emailers?
Oh, yes, we'll add emails. Anybody who emails us, too, will get an entry. So there are quite a few ways to get an entry. So anybody who emails us as well, it's got to be a valid email. So something along the lines of like a question, a comment, or anything like that. So that is funtimesgaming@gmail.com. That's pretty much it for the podcast today. Thanks for watching. Again, thank you to BundleStars.com for the game key. Build a Beast Workshop for sponsor, Christiana for her email and her donation.
Yes,
thank
much.
You, Christiana.
Thank you.
Oh, are you trying the sexy voice now? No.
Oh,
no.
I'm always sexy voice. Thank you.
Oh God.
our my Steam account is FTG Random Jack. Borodor's is FTG Borodor. Narmasil's is FTG Narmasil. Follow us on our new Twitch. It's at Fun Times Gaming. Our YouTube page, youtube.com/funtimesgamingcommunity. Our Facebook page, facebook.com/funtimesgaming. Our Twitch streams, follow us. I am FTG Random Jack. There is FTG Narmasil, and we had FTG Borodor for a little bit there, but he's having a little bit of a problem, so he'll be up shortly.
Yeah, XSplit crashed on me.
Yeah.
Wah, wah.
Also, subscribe to us on iTunes and Podomatic. So subscribe, like, and comment. Thank you all for watching and listening. And thank you for getting us up in the top 10. Have a good
yes,
one.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And have a good one.
And we shall return next week, same time, same place.
You've been warned.
Hello, and let's do this again.
That was fast.
Already.
Yeah, it's gonna be one of those days. No, Trent. He's hitting the button, but there's nothing coming out.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah, he's got a...
That's what happens on most days, isn't it?
I'm glad to hear that you're alive, though.
I think I'm going to put on my sexy voice right now.
Oh,
right about now
God.
Would be a good time for anybody watching.
And the guard's going to stop me. I'm going to be like, bitch, please let me through. Okay, bitch, please let me through. Didn't work. I had to go and be like, yeah, well, dragons.
Kittles.
Sweet face.
Face.
Sweet rolls. Sweet rolls.
Pillows.
My buttons aren't working!
Oh, God.
I said something totally different.
I don't know what's going on.
Seriously, you can't be fabulous with one pair of shoes.
Oh, no thank you today?
No, huh? You get one thank
Damn.
You. Your thank you limit refreshes when our bandwidth limit refreshes.
I should have said it in a sexy voice. How big is it?
Stop it.
Oh my
Stop.
God.
No. Creeper!
Wow.
Dude, stop! You make them jiggle when you do that.
Oh my God.
I can't help myself. There's...
I feel like we're in a cartoon. You guys are such characters.